Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Welcome on this Thursday, May the 3rd, 2018. We're going to be talking to Lionel in the last half hour of the program. Before we get to that, we're going to have a lot of legal questions. I imagine Lionel is going to have something interesting to say about what Giuliani said yesterday on the Sean Hannity show. He made some amazing statements. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to play what he had to say. We've also had some interesting statements made by Hillary Clinton about her walking back the fact that what caused her to lose the election now. This is, let's see, how many reasons did she lose the election? I've lost count. But now the latest excuse was that she outed herself as a capitalist in the Iowa caucus. Well, we're going to talk about how I believe that Hillary Clinton, surprise, surprise, I think she really is a capitalist. And I'm going to tell you why Hillary Clinton really is a capitalist. But she also told us that the Democrat Party is socialist. She's right about that as well. But that's really not what they were angry about. And we're also going to take a look at some updates in North Korea. Looks like they're going to release three prisoners. I'm going to tell you who those three prisoners are, why they were in prison. You know, we just had a guy last summer that they eventually released him. He went there for tourism. He tried to take a propaganda poster for a souvenir. Didn't get out with it, and they basically killed him. He died shortly after he got back because of the harsh treatment. Everybody says that the prison camps in North Korea are like Nazi concentration camps in World War II. Incredibly harsh treatment. And I'll just give you a little bit of a spoiler update. These three people who went there, who in one way or the other have Korean connections. They're American citizens, but they're Koreans, Korean background, and became American citizens. They went there to try to help. They went there to try to help them grow food. They went there to try to help in orphanages. One of them is a Christian who was trying to help in an orphanage and so forth. You can't help these people. It's kind of like trying to go to Islamic countries and trying to help the jihadis there, or just any Islamic country. You can't take the Red Cross there. You got to change it at least to the Red Crescent before you'll be allowed to help people, because their real issue is they don't want to help people. They want to control people. And so we have an update as well on the Alfie tyranny in the UK. You had a lot of people comment on Twitter about this, and they said, oh, I love the national healthcare system in the UK, and it's free, and we don't have to pay for anything. I said, you don't understand what it costs you. First of all, if you think it's free, you don't have any idea what the dollar costs are. You just don't see it there. I was lectured once by a city council meeting that I went to. There was a city councilwoman in Raleigh, and she had just gotten back from Russia. This was before the fall of the Soviet Union, and she was so excited. I mean, it's where she needed to be. She needed to stay there, quite frankly. She was so excited. She said, we need a public transportation in Raleigh. Yeah, in Raleigh. Like they've got in Moscow, where you can go anywhere in the city for just a nickel. And I said, you have no idea what the true cost of that transportation system is. But what it truly costs you is your liberty. And what we're talking about, and I mentioned it yesterday, I said, it's not just a problem in the UK. It's a problem with government control of healthcare. And because when you give the government control of healthcare, to the degree that they have control, they always use it to take away your choice, your liberty, your freedom, your dignity. It isn't even about the money. I'm so sick and tired of Republicans and Democrats who just look at things from a standpoint of dollars and cents. It makes no sense to turn over your freedom to the government. And when the government has more control, as it does in a single-payer system, the more the government is involved in health care, the less you have control of your life. It's going to be rationed one way or the other. It's going to be rationed with dollars and cents. It's going to be rationed with lines. The people who love the national health care system ought to take a look at the fact that they had a lot of people, they just got their data mixed up. But people who were diagnosed with cancer, they sent them a clean bill of health, and they didn't get any treatment and so forth. That's your government at work. If you don't like it, you can't go anywhere else. You will not be allowed to leave, even if you have another government trying to help you get out. We've seen that multiple times.
I will immediately terminate President Obama's illegal executive order on immigration.
Texas and six other states are suing the Trump administration over its failure to end DACA. Adon Salazar reports that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the multi-state lawsuit, which was filed in federal court Tuesday, and seeks to put an end to the unconstitutional immigration program, which protects many illegals from deportation. Paxton said the multi-state coalition lawsuit is about the rule of law, not the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. The suit faults activist judges for preventing the Trump administration from phasing out DACA as promised. According to Paxton, this means that unelected federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to leave an unlawful program in place indefinitely as legal challenges drag on, adding President Trump has a duty under the Constitution to take care that the law be faithfully executed. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, May the 3rd, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton calling herself a capitalist, Michelle Obama calling herself the forever first lady. President in waiting is really more like the title that she has. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea, an ongoing tyranny in the case of Alfie. Now they're coming after people who tried to help the parents have a choice. The Italian government said, we'll let them come here. We've got some treatment for them, or you can decide where and how you want palliative care. It isn't even whether or not it is effective. People who make that argument don't understand the point. The point is, it is not these lawyers and judges' decision, it's the parents' decision. And you lose that ability to make that parental decision when you lose the control, as the government takes more and more control of healthcare, and it isn't simply a British problem. I think it's a bigger problem there, it's more systemic there, because the government has more control. And if we go to a single-payer system here in the United States, the government will have more say-so over what kind of treatment you can get, where you can get it, whether you can get it. I mean, we have those kinds of controls already here in the United States. We have parents who want to take their kids out of cancer treatment, for example, or medically kidnapped. If they want to try an alternative treatment somewhere, they don't have the freedom to do that in many cases. We've seen medical kidnapping cases in Harvard. The case of Justina Pelletier, I think is the way you pronounce her last name, and Marty Gottesfeld, who is been in jail without bail, awaiting trial for over 2 years, a political prisoner. Why? Because he criticized a very powerful hospital, Boston's Children's Hospital, affiliated with Harvard University. You don't criticize them. You don't expose anything. And you don't get a trial. They just put you in jail like they did the Bundys, because you criticized some very powerful people. If you want to take your kids somewhere you can get where you can get medical marijuana treatment because they've got brain seizures that aren't uncontrollable with any other type of medication, CPS will come in and take your kid away. So we have those types of problems here. As the government intrudes itself further and further into our life, it isn't about whether or not the health care is free. It's whether or not you are free to make your own decisions. Health care will be rationed one way or the other. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about censorship issues. We're going to talk about what Rudy Giuliani said yesterday in terms of payments to Stormy Daniel. And this is everybody is talking about, what does this mean? So we're going to play the clips from Rudy Giuliani and talk about what that means. I think one of the most promising things to come out is President Trump tweeting yesterday that the system was rigged. He is tired of waiting for the Justice Department and the FBI to turn over files and information about what was going on with Hillary Clinton and others, files that have been subpoenaed but have been stonewalled. And so he said, you know what, I might just declassify this stuff myself. And he should. He declassified the House Intelligence Committee and their report, and he didn't have anything redacted, and we could see that there was absolutely no reason for that report to be classified as top secret. except to protect these people. And that is what we have throughout government, is rampant overclassification, not to protect national security, but to protect the job security of these bureaucrats and keep them from going to jail or getting fired because they believe that they should be there permanently. But before we get into any of that, I think one of the key pieces of news that came out today was a new Project Veritas expose. We have a link to this up on Infowars.com. Project Veritas did a sting, this time on the New Jersey Teachers Union and on the president of the Teachers Union. And he brags and talks about how he covers up child abuse in the schools for the teachers. And he says things like, I'm here to defend the worst people. I need to know the truth so that I can bend the truth. See, this is what we're seeing from the FBI. We see this from the Department of Justice. And, of course, we see it from teachers' unions. It's all about protecting their jobs forever. And the public be damned. Kids be damned. They don't care about your welfare. They aren't there to protect you or look after you. I tell you, one of the things that got my wife out of being a teacher, she taught school. She had a master's degree in education. Both of us went through the government school system. As a teacher, she saw a child being severely psychologically and mentally abused by a teacher, telling him, stand in that trash can. You're nothing but a piece of trash. She reported it to the principal. Principal said, well, we've got tenure here. Teacher union won't allow us to do anything about that. We've got to get more than that. And we're building up a dossier on her and all this kind of stuff. And still doing that to that kid. And my wife said, I don't want to be a part of a system like this. It is systemic. This is not just an isolated school district. This is not just one president of a teacher's union. This guy's got an advanced degree. I think he's PhD or something. Whatever. I mean, he is part of the system. Yeah, he's Dr. Perry. We're going to, let's play that clip. Let people hear it for themselves.
I got people who are on drugs, and she five times was fired, and I got her job back five times. But it's my job. It's almost like being the priest. It's my job to protect. Listen, if you hit the kid, you hit the kid. It is what it is. He needs to not tell a soul about this.
Mm.
Nobody. If nobody brings it up from school, I don't say boo. Okay?
So after a certain point, the camera is like... or erase.
Exactly. That's why I would never want to bring it up. The longer we wait, the longer there's no.
Oh, that
now,
makes
if you
sense.
Go to the Hamilton Board of Education and report this, they're gonna call the police and they're gonna call parents and all that. We don't do that. We don't do that here. I'm here to defend even the worst people. But I don't want them coming here with a bunch of lies. I need to know the truth so that we can bend the truth. So that we can bend the truth.
Education is a hot topic. There are teacher strikes across the country right now, and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is challenging the status quo on school choice. Her appointment and her policies have become a lightning rod. The issue at hand is that teachers' unions claim their primary interest is our children. But based upon our past investigations, we had our doubts. And this time, we've raised the stakes. In this series, we'll take on the biggest teachers' union in the country and their leadership. We know AFT President Randy Weingarten is watching us. She actually tried in the courts to stop one of the videos we will be releasing next week. Last month, Project Veritas undercover journalist blanketed the state of New Jersey, visiting dozens of teachers' union offices. We wondered how union leaders would react to claims that teachers were physically and verbally abusing students. What you're about to see is a man who is a union president with a PhD, a leader. Not working for the children like the sign above his head says, but working to do what he calls bend the truth and hide a potential crime.
All right, that was Project Veritas. Again, another great job of exposing this, and this is not just limited to New Jersey. He said there's going to be a series of these. The first one that dropped was one particular school district and one particular individual, but there's going to be a series of these. But let me tell you something. This is not limited to one state. This is a systemic problem, and it is across this country. Why? Because they have the ability to control this. It's because of tenure, and it's because of what the unions have, the ability to bend the truth, to protect these teachers. You heard him say, there was one teacher that got fired five times. It's not easy to fire a teacher, not with tenure around. She got fired five times, and he got her job back five times. And one of the things that he said was, If he comes to me tomorrow, I'm going to date the report back to the day after the incident. They're going to delay this. They're going to misdate it so that they can make sure that the videotape of what is going on is erased, because it evidently runs through and is erased over a period of time. They only can keep it for so long. So he makes sure that he delays, stalls, and misdates it so that they don't see the evidence there. That is what's happening. That is why, when you look at what happened with the Comey firing, you look at what happened with the McCabe firing, and so many people in the FBI and the Justice Department understood that the McCabe firing, there's absolutely no question about that. I don't think there's any question about the Comey firing either. But the thing that bothered them so much was that President Trump would have the audacity to fire these people. Of course, it was the Justice Department that fired McCabe. They have lifetime employment. You can't do that to them. They have lifetime employment and eternal life for the bureaucracies themselves.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I just played a little bit of a clip that introduced a new series of investigations by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas going to several different jurisdictions in New Jersey, where they have people who are head of the teachers union, the individual that was on tape that you just heard in the last segment, a PhD, individual head of the union there, talking about how he can obstruct justice, defend. He says, I'm here to defend even the worst people. I need to know the truth so that we can bend the truth, so that they can hide the videotape of kids who are being physically and emotionally, mentally abused and bullied and so forth. This is something, as I said, my wife has seen this. I said, I'm not going to be a part of that system. I'm not going to put my kids in that system anymore. We never put our kids in school. We know it too well. And that was decades ago that we just made that decision. It's much worse now. And it's not just that type of bullying that goes on one-on-one. There is systemic bullying. That is part of the curriculum. Let me give you a couple of examples here. We got a teacher telling a middle school student, you need to become an LGBT activist. Putting pressure on these kids because of the LGBT Day of Silence campaign. WND points out what is apparently the latest incident in a campaign to push children, I would say bully children, to become LGBT rights activists. See, they're bullying kids from kindergarten through 12th grade into becoming political activists for their cause. Now, it takes a lot of different forms. This is something that has been around for a while, but it continues to get worse. Is that parents are not allowed to opt their children out of accompanying lessons on homosexuality if they are objectionable and violate the parents or the student's faith. We don't care what you believe. We don't care if you're a Christian. According to Liberty Counsel, a teacher in Lake County, Florida, gave to students, including a 14-year-old boy, material, quote, encouraging him to participate in the Day of Silence. The event was created by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network to promote alternative lifestyles in schools. And they said some of the GLSEN, that's the acronym for that group, some of its coercion includes allowing students who are supportive of the Day of Silence to refrain from verbal participation in classroom instruction, while those who do not participate have to be prepared to answer special questions. You're going to get the special treatment if you don't fall in line. Teachers are also propagandized by GLSEN. It encourages, I said, quote, encourages teachers to require students ages K through 12 to engage in numerous forms of coercive group political activism, disregarding the parents' desires or the students' religious beliefs. Students can either go along to get along or risk being outed. Oh, you're going to be outed. You're going to be punished. You're going to be ostracized. As disagreeing with a teacher, with the radical LGBT viewpoint of GLSEN. Yeah, see, that's the institutionalized bullying. Institutionalized bullying that in most cases is being pushed by a centralized curriculum coming out of Washington, coming out of the Department of Education, for which there is no constitutional authority. We never had a Department of Education until the late 1970s, the middle of the Carter administration. How did we survive and thrive as a country without a federal Department of Education? I would say that we thrived because we didn't have one. We had far more literate society. I was just talking about it yesterday. They did a study nationwide of eighth graders, found that two-thirds of them were illiterate and innumerate, didn't know anything about math or the ability to read. And in large urban centers that were controlled by Democrats, it was much higher. It was like 93-97% illiterate and numerate. During the American Revolution, those backward people who didn't have government school systems of any kind, who did not have a federal government there to benevolently educate us all in the ways of LGBT activism. In that society, it was exactly the opposite. There was a 90% literacy rate amongst the people at the time of the American Revolution. Now we've got it just the other way around. Just like Charlotte Isserby and Phyllis Schlafly knew that it was about the deliberate dumbing down of America. They went there to try to shut down the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan said he was going to shut it down. He lied. He didn't do it. He grew it into manhood, this Rosemary's baby in the cradle. And so now we see this happening. Now, we've had President Trump come in and say that he's going to have some executive orders to repeal some of the insanity. That is only rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, folks. I'm happy that he's going to do it. But all that does is make people comfortable with an unsustainable situation. As soon as President Trump leaves, or as soon as we get a Democrat, it'll go right back to where it is right now. If you don't get rid of the system that is creating this, the problems will immediately come back and get worse. You know, a lot of conservatives supported government taking over education. It used to be done by parents. It used to be done by churches. It used to be done even by local communities as they began to do it with government control. Then it rapidly moved from local communities to counties to states and then to the federal government, consolidating every kind of control. And the conservatives were happy with that because they thought their values would be taught. It turns out that that didn't happen. It's whatever group is in control is going to bully the individuals in it. So I think as conservatives and as liberals, and no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, whether you're authoritarian or libertarian, you ought to, well, of course the authoritarians aren't going to support it. They love that. They love that system. Let's say the people who are left, right, or libertarian ought to all stand up and say, we don't want to have the government controlling the way our kids think. Because freedom of education is really about both parts of the First Amendment. It's about freedom of speech and freedom of education. And that's why you so frequently see them coming after your free exercise of religion. Here's another example from WND, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which we call CARE, that's their initials, has teamed with the San Diego Unified School District to combat what they call bullying. Ah, but we'll see who's doing the bullying here. They claim that parents in two San Diego organizations in a lawsuit are charging that teachers are teaching about Islam, and it amounts to radical indoctrination. There's a the parents' legal representative, Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, said that the district is collaborating with a sectarian organization on an initiative that discriminates in favor of one religion. See, the real bullying is not against Islam. The real bullying that is going on in the schools is by Islam, by the LGBT activists. They're the ones who are bullying people. And doing it all in the name of, you know, when you push back, you know, oh, we got to have the LGBT stuff. We got to have the day of silence because these people are being bullied. So we're going to bully you. We're going to bully you with our religion. The parents assert the initiative singles out Muslim students for exclusive accommodations and empowers CARE to radically revise school curriculum to portray Islam more favorably. Special protections, they insist, violate the Establishment Clause, creates a double standard, arguing the district would never adopt a program to stop bullying against Christians. Let me tell you what. I believe that government schools will always violate the Establishment Clause. They will always be teaching value. They will always be teaching a religion, even if it is the religion of secular humanism. That's why the government should be involved. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about some more bullying, this time in the National Weather Service. It's everywhere.
There's only 1 week left
to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, it's kind of interesting, the role that bullying has taken on in our society. It is being used as justification for censorship, broad censorship. You criticize somebody who enters the public arena and starts arguing for policy, as these students, after the Parkland shooting did. They said, hey, you know, we're going to tell you what you need to do. You got to get rid of guns. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it's like, you start talking about their policies. You start talking about, who are these people to tell me what I need to do? You're accused of bullying. As a matter of fact, Dinesh D'Souza just got booted out by the Republicans, in Florida, because they shut down a legislative proposal that was being pushed with these kids up front. That's a tactic. You put the kids up front. And then if anybody criticizes your legislative agenda, you say, you're bullying kids. Shut up. You're bullying kids. And so Dinesh D'Souza said, look, this legislative agenda that was being pushed with the kids up front as human shields, in the way that Saddam Hussein used to put the little kids on his lap and say, don't send the missiles in. I've got kids on my lap here. That's what George Clooney and the Hollywood left and the establishment are doing with gun control. So they went to the legislature and they said, we want you to do this, this, and this. You got to do it because we, the students, are telling you what you need to do. And so when that failed, Dinesh D'Souza tweeted out, adults one, kids zero. And because of that offense, the Republicans in Florida kicked him out of a speaking engagement. Now, that's not bullying. That's not bullying. If you're going to get into the public arena, and good for you if you're going to get in public arena, I encourage them to get out there and make their case. But not to say, you can't bully us, but we can bully the students who argue for the right to self-defense, who argue to support the Second Amendment. They can be bullied by CNN. No problem with that. You can have CNN go down to, I think it was in Florida. They went to this woman's house, knocked on her door. Are you a Russian troll? You retweeted this article. CNN does that to people. That's not bullying if they do it. You're not allowed to question anybody on the left as to what their motivations or connections are. That's called bullying. And, of course, the Muslims and the LGBT activist organizations can push their curriculum on your kids. And if you say, I don't want my kids taught that, they say, we have to teach that because if we don't teach that, these groups are going to be bullied. So we're going to bully you back. It's amazing how this is being used. And, of course, anybody that gets shut down by any of the socialist media organizations, Google, Facebook, whatever, it's always justified by saying that you're bullying people. We can't let you bully people, you conservatives. And so let's take a look at how these government people bully. And, again, going back to the Project Veritas, you see physical bullying, mental bullying, crimes being committed by kids, and the PhD who is in charge of the teachers union in the very first one of these exposés is talking about how he covers that up. He bends the truth. He finds out what the truth is, and he bends the truth. He's there to defend the worst people because they're part of his union. And no matter what they do to kids, he's going to make sure they stay there and continue doing it to your kids, You know, that's a problem I have with schools of any sort. Quite frankly, I understand that it's difficult to control this. It's very, very difficult, especially for single parents, to understand what is happening with their kids once they're out of their sight. You can go to all the school meetings. You can meet the teachers. But you never know what these people are going to be like. If you knew that, if you knew what people are going to do once they're out of your sight with your kids, would there ever be any pedophiles? Would there ever be any child abuse, physical or sexual? Of course there wouldn't be. But you don't know what these people are going to be like when you're not there. And it's not possible for you to know everything that they're teaching. And that's true whether it is a government school or a private school or a charter school or a church school. You know, it's a difficult thing to have to turn your kids over to strangers. You never can tell what they're going to do. But let's move on to the National Weather Service. The head of the National Weather Service is accused of assaulting an employee. Now, he's denying it, but this is what the employee alleges. It's a report published by the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. And it was an employee who was a National Weather Service meteorologist. He said, I was giving a talk to fellow NWS staff about the jet stream flow in the upper atmosphere. What it showed was large amplitude waves in both the northern and southern hemispheres. I explained that the only way the jet stream could get to be high amplitude is if the atmosphere was actually cooling. And then at the bathroom break, the director of NWS, Louis Usinelli, I think is maybe we pronounce his name, put a hand on my chest and pushed me against the wall and said, don't ever mention the word cooling again. Oh, yeah, you can't mention that. This is not science. Again, we're talking about a religion here, folks. Can't have a debate about this stuff. Puts a hand on his chest, pushes him against the wall, and says, don't ever mention the word cooling again. He said he did not mean it in a joking way. He absolutely violated my personal space and was dead serious. This was back in 2014, says the employee. The meteorologist described, quote, a culture of fear and ostracism. Oh, kind of like what happens to our students, kindergarten through 12th grade. I mean, we're talking about adults. We're talking about scientists. Of course, they're there because it's their job, their career. And that has a very special kind of fear and capability of ostracism. But it's also very, very prevalent when you've got young children. They're very susceptible to that as well. Anyway, he described a culture of fear and ostracism at NWS and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, against those who dissent from the global warming narrative. Now, this was denied by the organization itself. The spokeswoman for the NWS, Susan Buchanan, said Dr. Iusinelli has always encouraged a culture of robust scientific discussion and fully supports scientific integrity as outlined in the NOAA Administrative Order on Scientific Integrity. That's why they will fight you tooth and nail to try to hide the data, as they did a group that I was involved in. And it was the guy at the University of Virginia who was also involved in ClimateGate, where they're passing around emails between the University of East Anglia in the UK and the University of Virginia, where Michael Mann was teaching at the same time, the guy who created the phony hockey stick garbage that's used by Al Gore everywhere. They're saying the data doesn't fit the models. We got to hide the decline in temperatures and so forth. We've shown you in the past how NOAA has gone in and taken temperatures, historical temperatures, the further back they go, the more they adjust the data down, and then they adjust the data up for more recent temperature to try to show a warming trend. See, there's a lot of data that's missing. And they say, well, you know, we've got data that's missing out of our chart, so we'll just fill it in for you. That's good science, isn't it? This is why they're digging so hard on Scott Pruitt at the EPA to try to get him out, because of transparency. He said, we're going to publish, and we're going to require that the data be published, especially if it is used for regulatory decisions, if it's used for public policy and so forth. But they will fight you tooth and nail for that. Here's another example of bullying. And, of course, we mentioned this briefly, the Utah teen who was shamed over having a prom dress that was Chinese. They said, that's racist. You're doing cultural appropriation. Well, the Chinese don't see it that way. There was a paper in China, an article in the Wenzhou City News that covered the story, and they thought it was great. They said her dress is very elegant, very beautiful, really don't understand the people who are against her. They are wrong, said a supporter. I suggest the Chinese government, state television, or fashion company invite her to China to display her dress. It's not cultural theft. It's cultural appreciation and cultural respect. It's kind of the same sort of thing we've seen with the back and forth about Indian mascots with sports teams. I remember in Florida, the Florida State Seminoles was their mascot. And you had some Democrats in the Florida legislature said, we got to get rid of that. It's racist because it's Indian and so forth. And they said, the Seminoles came out and said, no, actually, we like that. We like the fact that they're honoring us with that. Leave it there. But, you know, as this came out, what did we not talk about? We were talking about cultural appropriation and all this sort of thing. We didn't talk about the fact that China is appropriating the South China Sea and trying to appropriate Taiwan as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I will immediately terminate President Obama's illegal executive order on immigration.
Texas and six other states are suing the Trump administration over its failure to end DACA. Adon Salazar reports that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the multi-state lawsuit, which was filed in federal court Tuesday, and seeks to put an end to the unconstitutional immigration program, which protects many illegals from deportation. Paxton said the multi-state coalition lawsuit is about the rule of law, not the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. The suit faults activist judges for preventing the Trump administration from phasing out DACA as promised. According to Paxton, this means that unelected federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to leave an unlawful program in place indefinitely as legal challenges drag on, adding President Trump has a duty under the Constitution to take care that the law be faithfully executed. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at PowerReviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk about Hillary Clinton self-identifying as a capitalist, kind of throwing the Democrat Party under the bus as socialist. I'm going to tell you, she really is a capitalist. And I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. We're going to play the clips for her. We're going to play the clips from Michelle Obama, your forever first lady. She's always going to be there as your first lady until she becomes the first female president. That's her aspiration. It's a kind of a nepotism that seems to be developing with the Bushes, with the Clintons, with the Obamas. Who knows? Maybe even with the Trumps. Maybe it'll be Ivanka that'll come on later on. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We've added a new special today, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Big discount. That's a very expensive product to produce, and that is a big savings. And if you've been following the news, you've seen a lot of news about the importance of maintaining your DNA health. The telomeres at the end of the DNA strands. Think of your DNA strands as a twisted shoelace with a cap on the end. You can predict people's life expectancy by looking at the length of that cap. It's called a telomere. We've had multiple research lately looking at things like a genetic group within the Amish, people who have a 10-year longer life expectancy. Well, it's because of their longer telomeres. They start out with a longer telomere. And you can do things to keep the telomere from being shortened by the environment. They've just identified an enzyme that eats the end cap, eats the telomere. And so they're looking at that and saying, hey, if we could inhibit that, the actions of that enzyme, we could help people with a normal lifespan, live a longer normal lifespan. Because once that telomere disappears, it's like the little end cap on your shoelace, then the shoelace starts to unravel. Or, in this case, the DNA starts to unravel, and you get things like cancer. Very important to maintain your DNA health, and you can get DNA Force Plus right now, 50% off, new special. We are still maintaining the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine special. That is 25% off. That will be ending soon. And we also still have the Body Ease special, 25% off, and the Super Male Vitality special, 50% off. And you can also get that in a combo pack with Alpha Power. And finally, we have the 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You get that 3-month supply of storable food, storable for 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO food. And as a matter of fact, it's the best packaging you're going to find. Even after you break the seal, you can still reseal it for use for a couple of more days. It's not going to last for another 25 years, but you can reseal it for a few more days. If you get that 3-month supply, you can also get the large Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter. It's what we use in my household. That's about a $200 water filter. You can get that for free with the 3-month supply of emergency storable food. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. As I said, that's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, Hillary Clinton, is she a capitalist? Here's what she had to say. Let's play video clip number 4.
You may be the only presidential candidate since World War II that actually had to stand up and say, I am a capitalist. and you did. Did it hurt you?
Probably. I mean, you know, it's hard to know. But, I mean, if you're in the Iowa caucuses and 41% of Democrats are socialists or self-described socialists, and I'm asked, are you a capitalist? And I say, yes, but with appropriate regulation and appropriate accountability, you know, that probably gets lost in the, oh, my gosh, she's a capitalist.
Capitalism, they destroy everything, as the Antifa people who are running through the streets of Paris, burning everything, burning cars, destroying buildings, looting. Yeah, it's capitalism that destroys everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, that's the party that she's in. And as Washington Examiner points out, 41% of Democrats are socialist or self-described socialist. So, you know, that's the party that she chose to run in. Now, in the Iowa caucus that she talks about, she got 49.9% of the votes, the delegates rather, and Sanders got 49.6. But let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton really is a capitalist. She really is a crony capitalist. Remember, she did a leveraged buyout of the Democrat National Committee. They were broke, and she bought up their debt. And she bought up their debt, and then she basically owned that party, and she owned the superdelegates. She's a capitalist. She is absolutely a capitalist. That's why the Bernie supporters were so upset about this. That's why you had the leak of the DNC documents done by an insider. As the people who worked with WikiLeaks have said, as the people who looked at this technically, like William Binney, the former technical head of the NSA, said it wasn't a hack, it was a leak. The people who were working with WikiLeaks said, yeah, I was handed this thumb drive by a disgruntled staffer there. Why were they disgruntled? Well, because she rigged this. She bought it. She is a capitalist. Hillary Clinton is a capitalist. The LA Times said, Hillary Clinton keeps losing, so how come she's winning? Remember when everybody was talking about the superdelegates that Hillary Clinton bought? You know, this is basically how capitalism works today. You take the people who have a lot of money, and they go in and buy the government, just like Hillary Clinton bought the DNC. That's why we talk about being crony capitalism. See, Hillary Clinton really is a crony capitalist. And what we're seeing here really is what's been called a caucusocracy. That was what John Brennan said. He accused Trump of that. But it's really Hillary Clinton that is the best example of that. What is a caucusocracy? It is a system of government run by the worst and least qualified and most unscrupulous people. That's what Hillary Clinton is. She's an example of that. Prime example of that. And you can apply that all the way across the board of our government officials. The worst, least qualified, most unscrupulous citizens. However, I would actually say that it's more like a kleptocracy in the case of Hillary Clinton, because where did she get that massive amount of capital to buy the DNC? Theft. Corruption. And she got away with it. And so she's not necessarily unqualified. She's very good at what she does. She's one of the best in terms of racketeering, corruption, theft. Hillary Clinton is excellent at that. See, the problem is what Bernie Sanders and the Democrat socialists don't understand is that these corrupt crony capitalists need to have a strong government in order to make their corruption work. And when you create a stronger government, where you put more things under the control of government, like more and more of our health care, for example, then it makes it easier for these people to buy these favors. And when you get to the point of where they are in China, for example, then it just gets to the point where you've got a group of insiders running this system, and it's like, you do what I say, or you're going to die or go to prison. That's the way it operates in North Korea. So that's the end game for socialism and authoritarianism. Right now, we're at this interesting stage, a mixture of socialism and fascism, a mixture of corruption and capitalism. That's why I don't like to talk about capitalism. I like to talk about the free market, a competitive market. Because, see, what the Democrats are thinking about when they talk about capitalism, they're thinking about crony capitalism, they're thinking about government working with the corporations doing a leveraged buyout. You go to the government official and you pay him some money, and it's amazing the return on investment that you can get. Thousands upon thousands percent return on investment. You stuff a little bit of cash in this politician in pocket, and he can get you all kinds of things. He can get you monopolies on all sorts of things. Take a look at Obamacare, for example. A real good example of capitalism put into effect with government. Yeah, it worked out. It was set there for the benefit of the insurance companies. Speaking of Obamacare, we got Michelle Obama describing herself as America's forever first lady. Here's Michelle Obama.
And we have such high hopes for you. See, I'm not one of those doubters. I know you have everything it takes to succeed. I know that you are me. And if I can be standing here as your forever First Lady,
all right, okay, they want her to be. Well, let's cut it there. I hope she stays the forever First Lady of that group and not become the first woman president, which is really what she's aspiring to. And as I said before, we've seen these kinds of nepotism with the Bushes, the Clintons. I think she wants to see this with the Obamas. She wants to run for president. That's what she's positioning herself for. But let's take a look again at the socialism. You have Bernie Sanders, who actually definitely is going to be running. He is now looking ahead to 2020, and he is offering free stuff for everybody. Not freedom, but free stuff. Guaranteed jobs, guaranteed health insurance. And, of course, we still have 46-47% of the population that wants guaranteed jobs. Well, you know what? As Gerald Ford, and he was a Rockefeller Republican, but he was honest about this. He said, any government that gives you everything you want first has to take everything you have, including your freedom and your dignity, not just your money. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
So we had Hillary Clinton saying she wasn't socialist enough. The problem, like I said, she got caught doing a leveraged buyout of the DNC and its superdelegates. That was her real problem. But the real socialist is going to be running. Bernie Sandinista is going to be running in 2020, and he's already out there playing Santa Claus. Or maybe playing Karl Marx, because, you know, Karl Marx is not dead. He lives on in the aged body of Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie channels Karl Marx like Shirley MacLaine channeling Cleopatra at a seance. I mean, this is where Bernie Sanders lives. And so we have the new survey by Rasmussen that came out said 46% of the people want a guaranteed job, guaranteed health care. Oh, he's going to guarantee everything, just like the people in Venezuela guaranteed everything. Or the people in North Korea, or the people in China, or the people in East Germany, or the people in Russia. They guarantee everything. What they guarantee you is the loss of freedom and poverty and starvation. That's what they guarantee you. That's the guarantee of socialism. Just take a look at the difference between East and West Germany. Take a look at the difference between North and South Korea. That is what Bernie Sanders is offering you. He's offering you the North Korean version. It'll take a while for it to get there. He's offering you the East Germany experience or the Venezuelan experience. That's why I call him Bernie Sandinista. He never got over the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. He always still thinks that they're the great guys. And so this is not something that's really changed that much. As a matter of fact, MSNBC said back in 2014 during the Obama presidency that it was 47% who wanted guaranteed jobs. And this was the Huffington Post at the time was referring to this as, quote, a law guaranteeing a job to every American adult with the government providing jobs for people who can't find employment in the private sector. Okay. Let me tell you something. I would rather those people be on welfare. I would pay them to leave me alone. I don't want them populating armies of little bureaucrat, officials who are going to be intruding themselves into every aspect of my life. I'd rather pay these people off just to do nothing than to pay them to join the government. As a matter of fact, we've got a Duke University public policy professor, comes out and says a federal job guarantee at a non-poverty wage for all citizens. Oh, that's a great thing, he says. It'd enable the nation to meet both its physical and human infrastructure needs. Said workers under the public service employment system could repair roads and bridges. Yeah, we're going back to FDR, public works programs where they really ushered in socialism here. Provide high-quality daycare services. Oh, yeah, who's going to vet these people? They're not qualified to work in the private sector, but you're going to turn your kids over to them. Build and maintain the public schools. We've already got people like that who can't get a job in the private system working in the government schools. And then this, rehabilitate our damaged postal system. Is that the best argument for government employees you can make? Best argument for government? Snail mail? We're going to have more snail mail. Let me tell you something. Snail mail is dead if you haven't figured this out yet. I mean, this thing has been, it's a dead man walking. It is a zombie service. They can't do it efficiently because it's a bureaucracy. And the only reason it's still going is because of Amazon. But they can't even get that right. The Federal Postal System is giving him a massive discount. He's getting a $1.46 discount versus his competitors all the time. They're making Sunday deliveries now of Amazon. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they were talking about getting rid of Saturday delivery. But they're going to deliver the packages for Amazon until he replaces them. Let me tell you something. Jeff Bezos is going to do to the U.S. Postal System what Uber and Lyft are going to do to their drivers. There's absolutely no question about it. Uber and Lyft said, yeah, we're going to be really competitive once we get rid of those people driving the car. So come on, you can jump into this thing. We'll exploit you for a little while longer, paying you low wages and having you provide the car and the transportation. We'll say we're not a taxi company. We're just matching people up. And that's what Jeff Bezos is going to do to the postal system. He is going to milk it until he throws it under the bus. So yeah, you want to make a case for guaranteed federal employment for the postal system.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, we're going to take a look at what Rudy Giuliani said last night on the Sean Hannity show. It's got everybody talking about this. And this is the sort of thing where, you know, I've talked about the political intrigue in Washington for a long time. As a matter of fact, I've said for a long time that what this is going to ultimately reveal, and it now has basically become old news, that our intelligence services, that the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the deep state, have been looking at interesting people, not bad people. I keep playing that clip from a couple of years ago. Michael Hayden, who was head of the CIA, the NSA, said, we don't listen to bad people. We are interested in interesting people. And that's what FISA is really about. And this whole thing, and I said it a year and a half ago at least, I said, this is far worse than Watergate. Watergate was a couple of individuals. This is systemic within the deep state. And so by this point, if you don't understand that, you're never going to listen and pay any attention to it. And so I don't really spend that much time on it. I'm really far more interested in what is happening to our freedom. I think it is interesting for the politicians. And the reason I was talking about this for so long, I kept saying, people like President Trump, people like Republicans, even people like the Democrats, Dianne Feinstein saw this when they started looking into the CIA torture reports. The CIA started looking into her. And she was incensed. It's like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be overseeing you. And like, no, 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 you don't understand who the real government is here. It's a very dangerous thing to give that kind of power unsupervised to these people who can hide everything by making the assertion that it's in the interest of national security. But then when they violate national security, when the preferred people like Hillary Clinton violate national security, we will set aside the rules for her, but not for a sailor on a submarine who takes a couple of pictures of where he was bunked, and then they send him to jail. No, he gets the full treatment. He gets it good and hard. Hillary Clinton, however, reveals state secrets at the highest level. You know, national security has become the religion of the deep state. It is the thing that they use to conceal everything that they do. But, of course, if Hillary Clinton violates it in the worst way, she gets a free pass. So as we look at this, I think it is important also to see how these individuals are moving on President Trump. And again, if the politicians do not pull back on this unconstitutional, illegal surveillance of Americans, they are the ones who will be the first ones against the wall. And we're seeing this right now. When you don't have an honest government, eventually the Praetorian Guard takes Caesar and executes him. We see it with the kind of revolutions that we had in Russia and so forth. Yeah, it's the government officials are the first ones against the wall. The rest of us eventually get that treatment as well. But if they won't protect themselves, if they can't see this danger, if they won't shut down the system, and they don't. You have people like Nunes, who's blowing the whistle on some of this stuff, but these people hid the collusion until after they had reauthorized the NSA surveillance. Which makes me think there's absolutely no hope for us or for them. They are so in hoc or so gaslighted by the deep state that they won't protect themselves, let alone you. They're not going to protect your freedom. They are not even capable, or they're so compromised or gaslighted, as I said, that they won't protect us from the deep state surveillance. But let's take a look at what Giuliani said about the latest details of this, because it has set the pundit sphere on fire. As Giuliani says, that Trump repaid $130,000 that his lawyer spent to quiet the porn star. President Trump said, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about the money. Rudy Giuliani goes on Sean Hannity and says that Trump repaid the $130,000 that Michael Cohen gave to Stormy Daniels to buy her silence about an alleged affair with the president. Giuliani said he didn't know about the specifics of it, as far as I know, but he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this. He said the payments did not violate campaign finance laws because it was not drawn from the Trump campaign funds. Trump says that this was part of a retainer that he paid to the lawyer that covered this porn star payment. President Trump said, as AP News points out, today that reimbursement to his personal lawyer for hush money paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels was done through a monthly retainer and, quote, had nothing to do with the campaign, unquote. Trump says his personal attorney, Cohen, received a monthly retainer from which he entered into, quote, from which he entered into, through reimbursement, a private contract between two parties known as a non-disclosure agreement. This was used to stop the false and extortionist accusations made by her about an affair. Now, Giuliani's revelation, says the AP, seemed aimed at reducing the president's legal exposure, but outside experts say that it raised a number of questions, including whether the money represented repayment of an undisclosed loan or could be seen as reimbursement for campaign expenditure. Asked aboard Air Force One last month whether he knew about the payment, Trump had said flatly no. Trump also said he didn't know why Cohen had made the payment or where he got the money. Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, I think is his last, called the comment a stunning revelation. This is a guy, by the way, that CNN has had on 59 times in the last 2 months. Basically, once a day. They are milking this thing for everything that they can get out of it. And so Giuliani comes out and says, that money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation. However, AP News says some legal experts disagree. The question is, they said, if the payment was wholly personal, says an expert in election law at the University of California, Irvine, there would be no campaign finance violation. But Giuliani's argument that the payment was unrelated to the campaign appears to be, quote, pretty far-fetched given the timing. Because this happened just days before the election. It happened after the Access Hollywood tape. Let's play video clip number one. This is Rudy Giuliani talking about the campaign finance aspects with Sean Hannity last night.
Let me go back to the main crux. And the crux is that we have a two-tier justice system. The president's right when he says witch hunt?
Yeah, sure. You can't explain this any other way. First of all, there never should have been an investigation. There was no Russian collusion. We're now a year and a half, 2 years into this, no Russian collusion, case over. In falling all over themselves to investigate him, they have committed numerous violations, including lies, which are criminal, deception, outrageous search warrants like the one on Cohen. How about we go back to Manafort, breaking into his house?
2005 and 2006 had nothing to do with Russia.
What is he, a drug dealer? I remember, this is crazy. He wasn't a violent criminal.
Where does this end, sir?
What they did to Manafort, I used to do to the mafia.
Drug dealers, mafia members.
And killers.
How do you see this ending? And you've talked to Mueller.
They're gonna write a report. They cannot indict him. I don't believe they can subpoena him. They are gonna have to write a report. If we don't be interviewed, or if we do get interviewed, they'll write the report based on the interview. They won't write it before, like Hillary got, because he's not a special person.
All right, there he is saying that the crux of the issue is the special treatment that Hillary Clinton got, and of course the special treatment that President Trump is getting. Different kinds of special treatment, however. And when you look at some of the questions that were leaked about what Mueller wants to ask, it gets to the point as to whether or not there is collusion. And I've got a clip for you. Actually, I think we got these things a little bit out of order here. I've got a clip where Giuliani is talking about the fact that there wasn't any collusion. If there wasn't any crime, as President Trump has pointed out, then how do you have obstruction of a non-crime? And also pointing out that Trump would be crazy to sit down with Mueller. I think this is one of the issues going on with the change that we saw on the legal team. It appears that Ty Cobb is saying that President Trump can be called by Mueller, actually should be called by Mueller. There was a big disagreement within the Trump legal team. He has been removed, and we now have a guy who has a lot of experience with this, Emmett Flood, who has, for the most part, worked for Bush-type Republicans, worked for Bush, as a matter of fact, and other types of Republicans like that, but also served on the impeachment team for Bill Clinton. So he knows his way around that. When we come back, we're going to play you some more clips about what Rudy Giuliani had to say about whether or not President Trump should be interviewed and whether or not he will be interviewed. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the other things that Rudy Giuliani said as he was interviewed by Sean Hannity last night as to the likelihood as to whether or not Mueller would be able to get President Trump to testify before him. And Giuliani has some interesting things to say about that, about his opinion of it, and the rest of the legal team, and quite frankly, as he said, pretty much every lawyer in America, except maybe Ty Cobb, who just left the legal team, thinks that's a bad idea. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
Well, the special counsel would like to interview the president. There's no secret about that. Every lawyer in America thinks he shouldn't be. We, meaning myself and Jay Sekulow and the Raskins and all the people involved in the investigation, and now our new colleague, Emmett, we're going to have to decide, probably it falls more on us because he's on the government side, whether the president should grant an interview. Now, here's what it's all about. It's real simple. And American people can follow this along with me. Are they objective? Are they? Well, yeah. Right now,
rhetorical question.
Point in the direction of they made up their mind that Comey's telling the truth and not the president. When you look at those questions about what does the president think, what does the president feel, what does the president really desire? Those are all questions intended to trap him in some way in contradicting what is, in fact, a very, very solid explanation of what happened.
Asking him subjective
Comey
questions,
because Comey would not, among other things, say that he wasn't a target of the investigation. He's entitled to that. Hillary Clinton got that, and he couldn't get that. So he fired him. And he said, I'm free of this guy. And he went on Lester Holt. Lester Holt's interview was as good as anybody could do, better than I think any of the people around Mueller could have done. And Lester Holt asked him, why'd you do it? He said, I did it because I felt that I had to explain to the American people their president was not the target of the investigation. And even Jake Tapper pushed him, like, really hard. I'm talking about Comey. Comey had no answer for why he didn't say this, even though he had done the same thing for Hillary. So you can't blame the president for feeling, I am not being treated the same way they were.
Yeah, exactly. What he was trying to do was to leave this cloud of criminality hanging over President Trump. It was a very deliberate tactic, what Comey was doing. And Giuliani had more to say about Comey. Let's play the next clip.
They know the decision I make is going to be in the best interest, not just of my client, but the United States. If they're objective, we can work something out. If they're not, then we have to shake hands and basically go into a litigation over do they have the power to subpoena. And I think they lost that power. This is a completely tainted investigation.
Explain.
Well, you have an investigation in which Mueller is selected the day after he's turned down for FBI director by Rosenstein, who was there when Mueller was turned down. There are thousands of people that could have been selected for that job. Also a friend of James Comey. And James Comey seems to be their core of their investigation. He's telling the truth. The president isn't. I know James Comey. I know the president. Sorry, Jim. You're a liar. A disgraceful liar. Every FBI agent in America has his head down because of you. It would have been good for God if God had kept you out of being head of the FBI.
Explain.
Just leave him at HSBC.
Well, he lied about his conversation with McCabe. He knew all of McCabe's conflicts. McCabe should testify against him. He lied about his conversations with the president. He only told the truth when the president said, we know Donald. I'm sorry, Mr. President. He was Donald before. He lied about the fact that they talked about whether the president was a subject or a target. Then he immediately changed it. It's one lie after another.
Rod.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about James Comey. There's an article on Zero Hedge from the Mises Institute. They say, James Comey's forgotten rescue of the Bush-era torture. You know, he likes to put himself out there as this paragon of virtue. He says, when I went to President George W. Bush about torture in 2004, I said, here I stand, I can do no other. And he's portrayed by the mainstream media, especially the left wing, like MSNBC host Chris Matthews. I said, James Comey made his bones by standing up against torture. He was a made man before Trump came along. And his praise has been sung by Washington Post columnist Fareed Zakaria and so forth, talking about this, how he stood against the Bush administration, against enhanced interrogation. Well, let's talk about what really happened here. Comey, as the Mises Institute points out, became Deputy Attorney General in 2003. He had oversight of the legal justification used to authorize key Bush programs in the war on terror. At that time, the Bush White House was pushing the Justice Department again to sign off on an array of extreme practices that had begun shortly after the 9/11 attacks. A 2002 Justice Department memo had leaked out that declared that the president was entitled to ignore federal law in improving extreme interrogation tactics, which we would all say is torture. Now, a lot of this came about because the attorney general, you know, remember Comey is the deputy attorney general. He's kind of in the position of Rosenstein right now. Not kind of, but is. Okay, Rosenstein is deputy attorney general. The number two to the attorney general. He was number two to John Ashcroft. And Ashcroft was sick, so he had these decisions. Instead of ending the abuses, however, and being the hero standing against the Bush torture, he did something else. He went to the media. He talked about it. He said, I think this memo is overbroad. I think it is based on abstract academic theory, and it is legally unnecessary. Okay, so far so good. What did he do, however? He didn't resign. He didn't shut this thing down, as Chris Matthews and Fareed Zakaria would have you believe, the Washington Post and MSNBC and so forth. No, he's not a hero, because what he did was, he said, I know how we can make this work. Let's fix the language here so you can do your enhanced interrogation. That's what Comey did. That's the kind of guy he is. And then he portrays himself as being the paragon of virtue standing in the way of Bush torture. And he gave explicit approval for waterboarding twice. They went to him. He signed off on it. And of course, as they point out, this is something that has been viewed as a war crime by the U.S. government since the Spanish-American War. We executed people who were Japanese waterboarders. We called it water torture when they did that to American prisoners in World War II. We executed him for that. And Comey signed off on that twice directly. He also wrote in his memoir that he was losing sleep over concern about Bush administration torture policies. And they point out in the Mises Institute article here. However, losing sleep is not an option for detainees because Comey approved sleep deprivation as an enhanced interrogation tactic. He also approved a lot of other interrogation methods. So when he set this thing up, and as I said, his torture memo, they come to him and say, oh, no, that's not going to hold up. Let me write you something that will. They said it's got more loopholes in it than a reverse mortgage. When the Senate Intelligence Committee finally revealed this stuff, we found out that he had approved things like death via hypothermia, rape-like rectal feeding of detainees, yeah, feeding them by the rectum, yeah, and compelling detainees to stand long periods on broken legs. Yeah, that's James Comey. Yeah, where can I stand?
I will immediately terminate President Obama's illegal executive order on immigration.
Texas and six other states are suing the Trump administration over its failure to end DACA. Adon Salazar reports that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the multi-state lawsuit, which was filed in federal court Tuesday, and seeks to put an end to the unconstitutional immigration program, which protects many illegals from deportation. Paxton said the multi-state coalition lawsuit is about the rule of law, not the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. The suit faults activist judges for preventing the Trump administration from phasing out DACA as promised. According to Paxton, this means that unelected federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to leave an unlawful program in place indefinitely as legal challenges drag on, adding President Trump has a duty under the Constitution to take care that the law be faithfully executed. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You heard Rudy Giuliani say that James Comey is a liar. He says what they're doing is they're putting his credibility up against President Trump. And we had James Comey as Deputy Attorney General. He was supposedly the guy who stood against Bush torture, but he said, well, it's overbroad, and it's not really even legally necessary, but let me draw up something for you that's really going to let you do what you want to do. He approved waterboarding, which if we had the kind of America we did 100 years ago, he would be in prison right now. But he presided over a corrupt government that put the whistleblower John Kiriakou in prison. Yeah, that's what he provided for us. And as you heard Rudy Giuliani say, it would have been better for the FBI, would have been better for America if he was never FBI director. Yeah, he should have been left on the board of HSBC. Except that if he was still on the board of HSBC instead of brought in as the FBI director, help with that, he couldn't have helped keep those guys out of jail for laundering money for drug cartels and for terrorist organizations, which is what HSBC was doing when he was on the board of HSBC, that big bank. And then the most amazing thing is how this guy likes to preen and posture as some kind of a moral savior. And all this stuff about the torture, he says, well, here I stand, I can do no other. And of course, that is a quote from Martin Luther, who because of his conscience was facing death because of his religious beliefs. That wasn't the case with James Comey. That wasn't the case with the guy who refused to put anybody, any of these torturers in jail, but let the whistleblower go to jail. And as I was telling you just before we went to break, people dying of hypothermia with enhanced interrogation, people getting quote-unquote rectal feeding, which is actually an excuse for raping them in prison. Oh, that was all okay, according to James Comey. He authorized that kind of stuff. And then forcing detainees to stand long periods on broken legs. Stand on your broken leg. That gives all new meaning to here I stand, I can do no other, doesn't it? That's really what he meant by that, perhaps. Yeah, I got to stand here on my broken leg because otherwise, you know, you're going to break my other leg if I don't do this. Let's listen to the liar himself as he was on PBS saying, I'm not attacking Trump with my book. Here he is on a PBS interview.
You mentioned you might not be sitting here. Do you have concerns at this point in this long public tour with what is perceived as your very tough critiques of President Trump, whether they're in the book, you've said them in interviews, sharing details of your interactions with him? All this has the effect of making it look as if the FBI has it in for the President of the United States. And this is at a time when Robert Mueller is conducting an investigation. Doesn't this, in effect, undermine the credibility of the entire Bureau and of what the Department of Justice and of what Mr. Mueller is doing?
Yeah, I don't think so for two reasons. First, my testimony, if it's ever needed, has been locked down since last summer when I testified under oath. And even before that, I wrote detailed memos. So what I have to say, unless I lose my mind and start making stuff up, has been set in concrete for many, many months. But more importantly, I would actually turn it around. The President of the United States is attacking the Justice Department and the FBI as partisan organizations, as corrupt. And I think I have a role to play in trying to explain to the American people that's nonsense. This organization is not politicized. It's being politically attacked. And so I think I can do something useful that won't have any reasonable prospect of hurting the special counsel's operation.
Yeah, the president is accusing the FBI of being corrupt because of you, Mr. Comey, because of your actions, because you are head of the FBI, you and people like McCabe and others. It is that corruption of the people at top that President Trump is talking about. So then you hide behind your titles. You hide behind the institution that you are burning down. And even PBS sees that. Good for Judy Woodruff for asking that question. It needed to be asked. And so the question we look at moving forward is, are they going to be able to haul President Trump in for an interview with Mueller Even the Daily Beast is talking about the new lawyer that they put in, Emmett Flood, said he's a veteran white-collar defense attorney, more aggressive. Finally, a match for Mueller, said one person who was speaking to them. You've got a fair fight now, said that person. Another one added, he comes across like a Columbo type. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Unassuming, but the intellect is gargantuan. And then finally, this praise from Norm Eisen, a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institute. It was during the transition from the Bush presidency to Obama where they met at the time. He said he's one of the greats in defending scandals involving government officials, maybe the best in my generation. He said these scandals run hot, and he has the gift of cooling them down and slowing them down. It's kind of like the way Neo slows down time in The Matrix to dodge bullets. I mean, these people are talking about Emmett Flood in glowing terms. I mean, he's Columbo. He's Neo. So we'll see what happens with that. We have, as we look at all of this, you know, one of the issues that has come up is the fact that Jay Sekulow, who is leader of Trump's legal team, lacks the security clearance necessary to discuss sensitive issues related to the special counsel probe. The former Trump lead attorney, reports Zero Hedge, John Dowd, had been the only member of the president's team with security clearance, but since his departure in March, Jay Sekulow has been waiting for his chance to get clearance, and it could become an issue if President Trump agrees to an interview. Well, here's a way you fix this. President Trump, in reacting to the stonewalling by the Department of Justice, by Rod Rosenstein and others, and stonewalling by the FBI, has said, came out and said yesterday, he said, we have a rigged system. This is what he, President Trump tweeted. We have a rigged system. They don't want to turn over documents to Congress. What are they afraid of? Why so much redacting? Why such unequal justice? At some point, I'll have no choice but to use the powers granted to the presidency and get involved. That would apply not only to the documents that they refused to hand over to the Intelligence Committee, which has been elected by the people as our representative, and also vetted and cleared for handling the highest levels of intelligence, because they are the Intelligence Committee. They're supposed to be able to see everything that the Intelligence Committee does, except the Intelligence Committee is the sees themselves as a government entity that is separate and above our elected Congress. That's the truth of the matter. And so President Trump could declassify all this information. And if he did it, it would be kind of like the memo that they said, oh, that's top secret. He declassified it and didn't have any redactions in it, and you could see that there's absolutely no reason that it needed to be declassified. As a matter of fact, with all this stuff that they're going to slow walk Jay Sekulow's clearance through, then, and I believe Jay Sekulow has argued before the Supreme Court and everything. I mean, this is a guy that should have his security clearance withheld in any way, shape, or form. Nevertheless, if they're going to slow walk that through, they're going to play that game. President Trump could declassify the documents so that Jay Sekulow could do his job as well. Because truth of the matter is, folks, there's nothing in there that is going to endanger any people. It's not going to endanger any tactics, except what it would do is expose the criminal way that the deep state is coming after political officials. And as they point out with this, Trump is escalating the GOP's clash with the Justice Department, says the Chicago Tribune. They say the conflict has been brewing for weeks, but positions have hardened in recent days after Justice Department officials told Congress on Monday that they would not be divulging the contents of memos to Representatives Mark Meadows of North Carolina, Jim Jordan of Ohio, according to officials familiar with the matter. And Rosenstein declared on Tuesday at a public event that, quote, the Justice Department is not going to be extorted by public and private threats. A reporter asked him if he had any reaction to the news that members of the House Freedom Caucus have been talking about drafting articles of impeachment against him. He said, well, I don't have anything to say about documents like that. Nobody has the courage to put their name on it. Well, that was the day before they put their name on it. And we're going to tell you when we come back what they put in the documents. He says, I can tell you there have been people who have been making these privately and publicly statements against me for quite some time. I think they should understand the Justice Department is not going to be extorted. Well, I don't think you are a government to yourself. I don't think you are above the Congress that represents the people. And we'll see about that.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got just one more thing to say about the investigations and Rosenstein. Before we do, real quickly, and I want to talk about what's happening in politics, about the GOP establishment. We got a guy who was the former chief ethics lawyer for the George W. Bush administration. I just told you what happened about torture and about James Comey. Now this guy, who is a never-Trumper, is running for Al Franken's seat. And we're going to tell you what happened in West Virginia at a GOP Senate candidate debate. When they asked, when they asked for a show of hands, who supported Mitch McConnell? We're going to tell you about that in just a moment. Okay. Before we do, real quickly, we have some specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, that's what funds this program. We have a new special today, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That is a huge dollar savings. That's a very expensive product to produce, and it is a great way to protect your DNA. And that determines, essentially, we've had, as I pointed out earlier in the program, so many studies that have come to light recently, talking about the increased risk of cancer, heart disease, other things, looking at the people's DNA, being able to predict what their natural lifespan is. Of course, they can't predict if you're going to get run over by a car, but they can look at it and say, well, you know what? You're decaying at this particular rate, and you're not going to be able to survive even if you don't get run over by a car. You're not going to be able to survive for more than another X number of years. They can determine that by looking at your DNA. Your DNA health is very essential to your natural lifespan. Many genetic studies, as well as many studies of the environment and the effects on your DNA, have shown that just over the last couple of months. It is an open secret now, even from the mainstream media. So you can get DNA Force Plus, protect your DNA, protect its health, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we still have, for a very short time, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Bod Ease, 25% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. And you can get a combo pack, Super Male Vitality with Alpha Power, the two of those together for 50% off. And finally, our three-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. If you get a three-month supply of that, you can get one of the large Gravity Feed Alexa Pure Pro filters for free. It's about a $200 value there. So take a look at that special. Great time to provide for your emergency needs. And that can be an emergency that is a natural disaster, as we've seen over the last year. It could be hurricanes. It could be storms, floods, anything like that where you can't get to the store. The store shelves are cleared out. Or an emergency in terms of the spikes in the price of food. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and the other products we have there. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps us as a free and independent media outlet here. All right. As we heard, Rosenstein was saying, I am not going to be extorted. I'm not going to be blackmailed. These people don't even have the gall to put their name on it. Well, they have now. And it is the House Freedom Caucus members, Mark Meadows, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, confirmed these impeachment documents to the Washington Post. And here's what has been reported in the drafted articles that they're getting ready to release. And this came the day after Rosenstein said, well, I'm not going to reply to that. They don't even have the guts to put their name on it. Well, they're putting it on it, and this is what they have to say. The articles include allegations that Rosenstein violated federal law by refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena over Congress's efforts to obtain documents about FBI surveillance during the election, that he intentionally stalled document production for congressional investigations into possible government misconduct, and that he failed to enforce key laws and protocols. They say Rosenstein failed to act on behalf of the Attorney General by properly supervising the administration of FISA, by failing to demonstrate probable cause to believe that targets of surveillance were a foreign power or agents of a foreign power, because FISA is only supposed to be about foreigners who are acting in foreign countries. Not about Americans, not even about foreigners who are acting in America. It's all going to be foreign agents who are acting in foreign countries, but that's not the way it was used, is it? That a significant purpose of the surveillance, they said, was to obtain foreign intelligence and information, and appropriate minimization procedures were in place, but he didn't do that. That is the third charge in the indictment. They have five charges of Rosenstein knowingly providing misleading statements related to his supervision of the Department of Justice investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged contacts with Russia when he testified under oath before Congress in December of 2017. So we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, Rosenstein has said that a sitting president, well, he's saying, well, I'm not going to be extorted and everything, but he has also said, as you heard Rudy Giuliani say, a sitting president cannot be indicted. A sitting president can be impeached, but a sitting president cannot be indicted. Everybody seems to agree on that. We'll see if Lionel agrees with that. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. But everybody that I've seen offering an opinion on that has said that he cannot be indicted. The other part of the question is whether or not he can be entrapped, whether or not he can be subpoenaed and then entrapped, because that's going to be the purpose of the subpoena. Okay, in the little bit of time that we got left in this hour, let's take a look at what's happening politically. We've got an ex-Bush ethics chief, the chief ethics lawyer for George W. Bush administration. Where was he when they were doing enhanced interrogation? When Jim Comey was saying, you know, that it's not really a good document. I'm going to stop you from doing that. I'll draw one up that'll let you do whatever you want. And I'll authorize the waterboarding torture that we used to execute people for when we had a conscience, when we really did have ethics in American government. We used to execute people who would do that, going all the way back to the Spanish-American War, but also with the Japanese torturers who did that. Then after World War II, we brought those guys over along with some Germans, Operation Paperclip, and said, teach us how you do that stuff. Hey, and can you help us with some of this biological weapon stuff that you guys are working on? How about the chemical stuff? Can you help us with that? Yeah, that was Operation Paperclip. We became what we fought. Anyway, Richard Painter, former chief ethics lawyer, let's put that in air quotes, ethics lawyer, for George W. Bush's administration, is announced that he's going to run as a Democrat for Al Franken's old seat in Wisconsin. This guy, who is this guy? Well, he is a never-Trumper. As a matter of fact, he's going around telling everybody, I hate Trump and the people who support him so much that I'm going to run as a Democrat. And what does he stand for, this Bush Republican? Well, not only does he not like Trump, he likes abortion. He likes gun control. He likes climate alarmism, because that's what allows them to extend their control over everything that you do and to take away our sovereignty. That's what the globalists want. They want that. All right, I want to play a clip for you of three GOP candidates who are running against each other in a primary. They want to take on Joe Manchin in West Virginia. They are all declaring their undying love, unlike this guy. They're declaring their undying love for President Trump. But then you got Brett Baer from Fox News, and kind of like what he did with the presidential candidate. Raise your hands if you do that. You know, you're going to support whoever wins this. But he asked them this question. He says, "What will you support Mitch McConnell? Let's see your hands if you support Mitch McConnell. Here's the video.
Please raise your hand if you would support Mitch McConnell for Republican leader in the Senate.
He hasn't asked.
One of the candidates ducks down underneath the podium. That's what everybody's laughing about. None of the three raise their hand they would support Mitch McConnell. One of the guys actually ducked down.
We noted your duck. We got that.
I didn't want to have any doubt about it.
Okay. Congressman Jenkins, you're not raising your hand. You've been a beneficiary of groups tied or aligned with the Senate Majority Leader. Why wouldn't you support him?
You know, Mitch McConnell hasn't even asked for my support. I think it's way too premature.
That's a weasel answer.
I think, candidly, Mitch McConnell deserves a debt of gratitude for being able to hold a Supreme Court seat open so Neil Gorsuch could be on the Supreme Court today. What I'm interested in doing is getting through the November election.
Is that it?
A much needed Republican vote to the United States Senate. And then we're going to see who's running for Senate. I'm not ruling anybody in. I'm not ruling anybody out. Nobody has asked for my support. What I will do is make a decision on who is going to lead the Senate to support the President Trump agenda.
And so I'm noticing you're not raising your hand either.
No, listen, I'm not the product of the liberal establishment. I think that's why you're seeing all the conservatives come out for me. I'm going to make the right decision after we get through the general election. But I'll tell you this, I wasn't the one recruited by the liberal establishment because of his very questionable record. Once again, Obamacare support, cap and trade support, donating to Joe Manchin, holding a fundraiser at his house, that's not the West Virginia values we need to drain the swamp in Washington.
Yeah, so I would guess that Morrissey was that candidate, that second candidate. He wasn't the one who ducked. The guy who really ducked was Jenkins. He was trying to duck that question. I wonder if he really thinks that fools anybody. And Morrissey pointed out, you were recruited by this GOP establishment. You were recruited by Mitch McConnell. Folks, the primaries are where you've got to get involved. Because if you don't get involved, you're going to have the lesser of two evils to choose between. And there isn't much difference between them.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
All right, let's talk about the Second Amendment. Because it's starting to look like the Alamo here, folks. We've got hundreds of schools today that are going to have an event that is a pushback against what David Hogg and some of these, this minority of students at Parkland, started. They became the front men for a gun control agenda pushed by Hollywood and Soros and the typical Bloomberg groups. Will Riley reports the New American. Will Riley, a senior at the 600-student Carlsbad High School in Carlsbad, New Mexico, got upset when he saw the mainstream media fawning over the likes of David Hogg and his March for Our Lives rally. He decided to do something about it. He said, "I'm watching the news, and I see they're saying, well, we've got to do something about school shootings. We have to enact some sort of gun control legislation because this is what the kids are asking for." And he says, "I'm thinking, I'm not asking for that." And I look at my friends and I think, they're not asking for that either. So he started this movement, Stand for the Second. It's going to be a 16-minute walkout by students across the country. Many different, hundreds of schools have signed on to that. And this is, I think, we look at a Gallup poll and we find that these kids, in spite of the agenda pushed by the mainstream media, by big Hollywood, by big media, by big government, by the big backers like Bloomberg and Soros, this is an AstroTurf movement, folks. These Parkland kids like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez, they don't represent their generation. A Gallup poll found that 66%, two-thirds of the 18 to 29-year-olds said they think concealed carry guns would make the U.S. safer. And that's 10 percentage points higher than the national average of 56%. So these kids are actually more supportive of the right of self-defense. That's how you protect our lives. You want to talk about protecting our lives? You want to march for our lives? Well, you can march for our liberty at the same time. March for our life and our liberty, because that's the way you protect your life with the liberty to protect yourself. And so he said, these students don't speak for my generation. No, they don't. Gallup poll has shown that. But then you have people like David Hogg and the Washington Post and the AP coming out and saying, well, this NRA meeting, which is going to be happening over the weekend, and we have Vice President Pence as well as President Trump speaking there. They said the NRA is banning guns at their meeting. No, It's the Secret Service that bans guns when the president and the vice president are in attendance. Fake news, lies of the mainstream media, lies of the AstroTurf movement. Now, we do know what is happening in New York. I pointed this out yesterday. We have the New York governor weaponizing regulatory powers against the NRA. Just as we've seen Bank of America and Citibank taking the lead, saying we're not going to make loans to retailers who sell guns, to manufacturers who manufacture guns. Now they are trying to get the New York financial regulatory agencies to penalize and to ostracize and to sanction. And this is not only the banks, but also the insurance companies. Anybody that is tied with the NRA. This is New York Governor Cuomo. Meanwhile, as Paul Joseph Watson points out, Infowars.com, a UK man has been arrested for possessing a potato peeler because it is a weapon, right? Next, they'll be arresting him for the potato because you can make a potato gun. I mean, homeschoolers do it all the time. That's the reality of this stuff, folks. This is how crazy it goes. But this is Mayor Khan's London, which just underscores the fact we look at the attacks with acid, with cars, with knives. It isn't the guns that kill people. It's the people who kill people. And it's the people who've been brought in without any vetting. The people who basically voted for Khan. They have completely changed London. The people, the demographics have changed the air. And meanwhile, in Colorado, there is gun control legislation that is being rushed through the legislative process. This is a bill that would red flag people. You can have any family member or roommate or household member, anybody can point a finger at you and they will take away your gun and do the due process later. Where have you heard that before? If they do it at all. That's what's happening in Colorado. They're trying to push that through. Pay attention, folks.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
At the top of the hour, I gave you some news about what's happening with the Second Amendment. We have high school students who are standing in support of the Second Amendment, and as I pointed out, a Gallup poll, they said, David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez don't speak for us. That's what the student said. And it is true. The Gallup poll said that two-thirds of people aged 18 through 29 support the use of concealed carry to protect students in schools. And that is 10 points higher than the general population. So they do not represent that generation. They do not speak for them. They speak for the Bloombergs and the gun control people and the big Hollywood people. And the big money and big media that have used them as part of an AstroTurf front. And if you push back and complain about their agenda, they put these kids out front, oh, you're going to be shut down. You're going to be censored. You're going to be disinvited from the Florida GOP meeting, as Dinesh D'Souza was, because he pointed out, look, these kids, they put up there to push this thing, and it didn't go through. And he tweets out, he says, adults won, kids zero. And the Florida GOP says, that's it. You bullied them. You're not speaking. The Florida GOP and Governor Scott, as bad as the Democrats, folks, on that issue. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? Shutting down the First Amendment and the Second Amendment at the same time. pandering to this agenda, this AstroTurf agenda. But I wanted to come back to this and finish up because as we're going to the break, this is something you all need to pay attention to. If you're in Colorado, House Bill 1436, a red flag bill. And folks, there's going to be more of these coming across the country. A red flag bill. Extreme risk protection orders. This is not limited to Colorado. This is something that is being rolled out across the country. This would allow anybody in your family, any roommates, any household members, any law enforcement people, any healthcare professionals, anyone, to have your guns taken away without a hearing and little, if any, due process. Remember when President Trump said, get the guns, we'll do the due process later. Maybe. He didn't say maybe, but that's what he meant. And this is going to be done through an ex parte hearing. That means you're not there. You're not given a notice that you are a suspect. You are not given a hearing. You are not confronted with the witnesses against you. You are not allowed to call witnesses in your defense. You don't even know that they have identified you as an extreme risk and that they're going to take away your guns until they show up with men with guns show up and take away your guns. Folks, this is a violation of all of our individual liberties. It doesn't just violate the Second Amendment. It violates the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth Amendment. I mean, you look at all of this. They're just trashing the Bill of Rights in so many different ways. And so in Colorado right now, this is House Bill 1436. Do something about it if you live there. Don't let them do this to you. Homeschoolers didn't allow them to use the Turpin family to destroy homeschooling. They said, we all know that the Turpins are not typical parents. And they're not typical homeschooling parents. And you can't use them as a beard to take away our right to educate our children. And they showed up by the thousands to protest that. And they won. They won. Now, gun control, the gun owners need to fight this kind of gun control in the same way. You can win if you show up. But you have to show up. Another example of this from The Intercept. A new bipartisan bill could give any president the power to imprison U.S. citizens in military detention forever. Grab the citizen and do the due process later. Maybe. How many times are we going to see this? And they go back, this goes back to the NDAA that Barack Obama said, I'm not going to sign that. That would let the military arrest U.S. citizens anywhere they want to under the presumed idea that we are at war everywhere in the world. All the time, with everybody, the authorization for the use of military force, they say, gives them the author, they maintain, gives them the authorization, say, we're at constant war with everybody, so we can do anything to anyone, anywhere, at any time. And he says, well, I'm not going to sign that. And then on New Year's Eve, he signed it. And then when people called him, he said, don't worry, I'm not going to do that. well, somebody's going to do it. You give that power to the president, and some president's going to do that. And so now we have the NDAA. And we have this authorization for the use of military force, which everybody realizes has been misused. The authorization for the misuse of military force is really what it ought to be called. Instead of the AUMF, it ought to be the AMMF. The misuse of military force. And under that authorization, they were supposed to allow troops to be used against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in specific areas. No, they have extended that so that we've now been at a constant state of war for the last 17 years, and we're now up to, I don't know how many countries we are. Is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 9? Because there's secret wars that they haven't even declared. So we're at war with more than a half dozen countries and have been for 17 years. Constant state of war. Exactly what the military-industrial complex wanted. People are looking at this. Congress says, we need to have a say-so in this. We've got to pull this back somehow. That's what they're telling everybody. You've got a bipartisan group of people, Bob Corker and Tim Kaine. Bob Corker, the supposedly a Republican, and Tim Kaine, a Democrat. They're statists, folks. I mean, when they come together and agree on something, do you think it's going to be a good bill? Well, even The Intercept says, this is maybe a well-intentioned bill, but it's going to make things worse. Many people have been pointing out it's going to make things a lot worse. Because what they are saying is, in this bill, this new authorization of military force would greatly expand who the president can place in indefinite military detention, all in the name of restricting presidential power. That's the way it works. It's kind of like the USA Freedom Act. You know, they hold back a lot of the information about the abuses of the FISA court, the abuses of the Intelligence Committee and the Law Enforcement Committee and the Department of Justice. They hold back that, the Republicans did, so they could push through something that expands and loosens the controls, expands their capability and loosens the controls. So the question is, can the president hold U.S. citizens apprehended away from the battlefield without charges in the military detention system, as The Intercept says? Well, during peacetime, the answer is obviously absolutely not. It'd be one of the clearest violations of the Bill of Rights imaginable. But, of course, they clearly violate the Bill of Rights all the time. Civil asset forfeiture, what we're talking about here with these extreme risk protection orders, those are all violations of the Bill of Rights. They don't care. But this changes in wartime. So the 2001 authorization for the use of military force did not give explicitly this power to the executive branch. But the Bush administration, the W. Bush administration, claimed that it could do that implicitly. So what they're doing now with this, even though the NDAA did provide some weak restraints on the executive branch's ability to use the power, in theory, it only, like I said, applied to people that were supporters of Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces. Now the New York Times is warning that this bill could give future presidents the authority to throw American citizens into prison for life without charges, without trial. Is that hard to imagine? I mean, look at how long the Bundy people were in prison. And we still have other people who are not as part of that core group that are still in prison, going to prison, even though the corruption of the Justice Department and the FBI has been exposed. They're still coming after other people at that standoff. But they were kept without bail for a couple of years. You've got Marty Gottesfeld kept without bail because he allegedly tried to expose the medical kidnapping of a teenager by Boston Children's Hospital. If they don't like you politically, they will pull any string to get you. I mean, we have the case of Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht. You have criminals who were indicted by the FBI and the Justice Department who were operating Silk Road. They stole about $1 million. I think it's $800,000. That information was hidden from the jury because they wanted a conviction against Ross. Gave him multiple life sentences. So do you think that they would put you in jail for life without charges, without trial? Absolutely. Absolutely. And now they're going to expand these powers. That's the way this always works, just like the USA Freedom Act, expanding the powers of the police state. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the ongoing tyranny against Alfie. This is not something that is simply the single-payer socialist healthcare system of the UK. Yeah, it makes it worse. We have a lot of the same things here in America. It's about control.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I will immediately terminate President Obama's illegal executive order on immigration.
Texas and six other states are suing the Trump administration over its failure to end DACA. Adon Salazar reports that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the multi-state lawsuit, which was filed in federal court Tuesday, and seeks to put an end to the unconstitutional immigration program, which protects many illegals from deportation. Paxton said the multi-state coalition lawsuit is about the rule of law, not the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. The suit faults activist judges for preventing the Trump administration from phasing out DACA as promised. According to Paxton, this means that unelected federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to leave an unlawful program in place indefinitely as legal challenges drag on, adding President Trump has a duty under the Constitution to take care that the law be faithfully executed. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David, let's take a look at what's going on in North Korea. We had North Korea is reportedly handing Trump another big victory, says Business Insider, by releasing U.S. prisoners. They say that they have released three U.S. citizens detained there. This is coming from a South Korean activist. The three Americans, Kim Dong-chol, Kim Sang-duk, and Kim Hak-song, were released from a labor camp and given health treatment and ideological education, because that's what they needed, ideological education. Maybe they're going to send them to an American public school where they can teach them about the transgender agenda. No, they got their ideological education in Pyongyang, which is worship of Kim Jong-un. A lot of Kims here, but it was John Bolton who called for the Americans' release as a way for North Korea to demonstrate its sincerity ahead of a summit with the U.S. So who are these guys? And why are they in prison? Well, the three Americans that are being held by North Korea, several of them, they say, well, you know, they are there for hostile acts, or they're there because they're spies. But let's remember that it was back in, was it last August, I think we had? June. Otto Warmbler. He was an American university student who had the bad judgment to go to North Korea for a vacation. I don't know... Of all the vacation sites that I would go to, that is like the last place on earth I would choose to go to. But evidently it had some kind of a fascination for him because he tried to take one of their propaganda posters. Maybe he admired Kim. I don't know. But they took exception to that. For the crime of trying to take a propaganda poster, they put him in jail, gave him incredibly harsh treatment. He was essentially dead by the time they sent him back. He died shortly after he returned to America. So when they talk about these guys being doing a hostile act, does that mean like they took a poster or something of Kim Jong-un, a propaganda poster? calling them spies and so forth. You know, he came back to the U.S. I think he was in a coma when he came back. South Korean newspaper said the three Americans might be coached to say that human rights abuses did not occur while they were in North Korean custody. You think? Do you think that's why they went to the ideological education camp in Pyongyang? So that they could be coached to say that, oh, we were treated wonderfully. Wonderfully. North Korea operates several prison camps that some have compared to Nazi concentration camps. Oh, look, the entire country is like a Nazi concentration camp, essentially. The people being starved to death. We talked about it, how the fact that they have so much trouble even feeding the people. They have a 10-year less life expectancy than the South Koreans do. That's why I say, you want to know if Bernie Sanders' socialism works. You want to know if Venezuelan socialism works. You want to know if Chairman Mao was doing the right thing for his Chinese people. Look, you don't even have to question. They always want to say, well, that's not a good example, Venezuela and so forth. No, it is. We took a controlled experiment. We conducted that experiment for 70 years in North Korea, for decades in East Germany. What was it, 50, 60 years or something that it happened in East and West Germany. We took the same people. We cut a line down the middle, separated these people with the same, you controlled it. You know, you don't want to talk about nature versus nurture. Well, these people are all the same by their nature. They were one people. They had the same work ethic. They had the same genetics. They had the same average intelligence. What was different was the political system that was imposed upon them. Just look at the difference between East and West Germany. Look at the difference between North and South Korea. There is no doubt of the legacy of Karl Marx. But who are these individuals? They are the last American captives of Pyongyang. As President Trump tweeted out, as everyone is aware, the past administration has long been asking for these three hostages to be released from a North Korean labor camp, but to no avail. However, stay tuned. He put that out today. The three men were arrested on a variety of supposed anti-state crimes, despite the fact they appear to have gone to North Korea to improve conditions there. So here's the first one. Kim Dong-chul of Fairfax, Virginia, arrested in October 2015, sentenced to 10 years of hard labor in April of 2016 on charges of spying and other offenses. He supposedly apologized for trying to steal military secrets for South Koreans. I don't know. He ran a trading company and a hotel services company. I don't know if this guy was a spy or not. Because if you were accused of spying, they might tell you that you have to do a confession or it'll be even worse for you. You know, he might have gotten the full General Flynn treatment there in North Korea. A lot of people will confess to things that they didn't do just to stop the pain, just to stop the torture, whether it is financial torture or literal torture like it probably was with him. So they say they arrested him on charges of spying and other offenses. Tony Kim, another guy there, was detained at the airport in April 2017, as he was about to depart the country. He was subsequently accused of hostile acts. He had spent a month there teaching accounting at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. Most recently, he had been living in North Korea with his wife, who is still believed to be living there, and he had been volunteering at an orphanage. That university is funded by evangelical Christians from the United States and China. So let me tell you what he's probably doing there. Yeah, he's teaching accounting. He really went there to teach Christianity to the people there. That's why the communists don't like him. You see the same kind of treatment that'll be given to any Christian in a communist society. Third one, Kim Hak-sung, accused also of hostile acts. May 2017, he had been doing agricultural development work at the research farm of Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. He was living in Pyongyang. This guy was an ethnic Korean who was born in China. He studied in California. He became a U.S. citizen in the 2000s, but he went there, and his friend, David Kim, said he was a very diligent, hardworking man determined to help people in North Korea. Oh, that would make him hostile to the regime, because the regime there isn't interested in helping the people of North Korea. They're interested in the worship of Kim Jong-un. And one interesting article that came out is on the Daily Mail. You've got some people who are lip readers who were looking at president of South Korea and the little fat man dictator. What were they talking about when they were off mic? And so they got lip readers looking there. Well, they said, well, they're talking about nuclear weapons and they're talking about Trump. You would expect that they'd be talking about nuclear weapons and Trump. No big surprise there. What I thought was interesting was they said that they claimed that they could read their lips and say that they were talking about how they met their wives. I'm sure that Kim Jong-un had an interesting courtship process. You'll marry me now. Or bullet to head. They said, my father looked at me, told me to marry the woman, so I trusted him. That's what he said. Yeah. I mean, he had his pick. Anybody living in that prison state, he's going to be able to get anybody he wants. We don't have enough time to talk about baby Alfie. We'll talk about that tomorrow. You got a UK watchdog group going after the Christian group that tried to defend him. Yeah, that's the way it works. Let's not pat ourselves on the back for being so enlightened and free here in the United States. Yeah, it's not as bad as North Korea, but we have some systemic problems that could take us right down that path. And I'm looking at you, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and people in the Republican Party who don't support individual freedom, who don't support the Bill of Rights. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Lionel.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX. Exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Lionel in the next couple of segments. Of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Lionel is an Emmy Award-winning newscaster, but he is also a licensed trial lawyer and former prosecutor. So we're going to ask him about some of those legal issues that have come up this week. I mean, it is a target-rich environment here. We got talk of subpoenas and indictments and impeachment and election law violations. We got lawsuits about DACA and so forth. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to get into, but we're going to start, Lionel. Let's talk about what's going on with the Boy Scouts. This is, they've changed their name after, I think, 108 years of simply being the Boy Scouts. Now they're going to become more inclusive.
This prolegomenon of sorts. I gotta tell you something. You got the best show. I just want to say, I'm going to be gratuitous.
Well, thank you.
It is just phenomenal. Number two, the bumper music. Were you playing the Crusaders? Did I hear?
The Jazz Crusaders. You recognize the Jazz Crusaders?
Joe Sample, Wilton Phelps, Dix Hooper, Larry Carlton, and they were, of course, the band for Michael Franks later on.
Yeah. That was the kind of music I played in college. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Michael Franks, Popsicle Toes. And the third thing is, you were talking about telomeres and the end, using the analogy of the end of the shoelace. That little plastic bundle is called an aglet. So there you go.
There you go. Okay, cool.
Yes, there you go. Now, let's talk about something. First and foremost, I put up an interview. I had a debate with a very impressive woman from the UK yesterday, and it is a barn burner. And the issue is not whether you should be able to have the option of maybe boys and girls working together. That's fine, or being together. But they always talk about, David, removing the boy part of it. And by the way, BSA, Scouts, BSA, KFC, are you fooling us? We know what KFC is, and we know what the BSA is. What is that? What are you accomplishing with that? But what they do...
It's like Scouts, Boy Scouts of America. Yeah, that's what Scouts, BSA. Right.
I say, well, thank you for saying that. That's like saying BS. Well, I didn't say it. You must
the Scouts are BSing America. That's right. That's what it stands for.
You must watch this interview with this what she's a wonderful person, by the way, making up studies on the sly. But listen, it comes down to simply this. This is the collective, and I hate to be brutal, castration, orchiectomy of the American male, of the boy.
Yeah, that's right.
There is a resentment. And what others are saying is, that girls, now follow this logic, girls should be able to enjoy an environment where girls deal with girls. They can benefit from it and say, okay, but boys don't. And then they speak, David, with such contempt towards boys doing boy stuff, roughhousing, boxing. You know, Lord Baden-Powell, who came up with this, was a war hero in 1910 or whatever it was. And he used to write books on reconnaissance and war measures, basically how to kill people. So somebody...
And orienteering, you know, that's when you didn't have a GPS thing. You had a compass and you had pen and paper, figuring out where you are when you get lost in the woods.
And they incorporated that with, character and that sort of thing. All right, fine. But what we're also missing, and I'm constantly reminding people, David, you and I are, I think, exactly from the same part of time and geography.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I am who I am, and I think we are, is that we enjoyed our childhood. And while people said, go ahead and be a girl or be a boy, we did stuff that was exceedingly male. It was fun. I had pellet guns, not BB guns. I never wore helmets. I never,
your eye out, kid.
Put your eye out and you'll break your neck. My mother said, you're going to break your neck. She told us. And it's part of this. This is the wussification because it's a family show. But we used to, I'll never forget this. One of the games I played, my father was lying on the couch and he's looking out and he noticed we were falling. And I, of course, would take the towel, wrap it around my neck because I was Superman. And we played a game called Jump Off the Roof. That's what we did. We played a game at Catholic school. Sister Mary Agony was out there. It was called Kill the Man. And Kill the Man was we'd say, you. And we would all jump on this person and basically squash him. Now, we live in a society today where you can't even play dodgeball because you're being objectified. Objectified? No, no. Killed these people. So anyway.
You're talking about our childhood and all the rough stuff you did. I'd watch Little Rascals and say, boy, those guys knew how to party. I mean, they really did dangerous stuff. it was even starting at that point, pulling things down. But yeah, we were free to do a lot of stuff. And you talk about this, they want to talk about the toxic masculinity of the Boy Scouts, but they don't talk about toxic femininity. Okay for the girls to be girls, but it's not okay to be boys. And when we look at this, Lionel, let's not forget Rex Tillerson. When he was being talked about as the pick for the Secretary of State, I said, wait a minute. Look at what this guy did at the Boy Scouts, right? First, he opens it up to homosexual leaders, which I had a big problem with. Then he opens it up to homosexual scouts or whatever. And then after he leaves, they go transgender. But as Secretary of State, he gave $600,000 to Kenya to talk to them about toxic masculinity. To try to, gaslight these poor kids in Kenya. Why are we giving $600,000 to push this,
David,
anti-gender agenda in Kenya? Well, it's because of people like Rex Tillerson.
Well, I don't even know what the hell that means, toxic masculinity. There's this androphobic.
That's their phrase.
I guess there's a terms of, they hate men. It's funny. I watch these, I love Roseanne. I think it's a great show. But even on that part, I think it's somewhat of a gratuitous reference to this boy, one of the characters, who wants to be a girl. Have you ever seen anybody in our popular culture of a girl who wants to be a boy? Then they would say, oh, no, wait a minute, hold it. There's this thing also, which is interesting. There was a study they always talk about this in New Jersey about conversion practices being detrimental, and they should be disallowed. And by the way, who are you to tell me or anybody else what psychiatry works? And if your faith believes that jumping up and down with garlic around your neck will relieve your homosexuality, that's your First Amendment right. But here's the thing. If I went to them and they say conversion therapy doesn't work, and I said, wait a minute, you were the one who told me that gender, for example, is fluid, that I can change it anytime I want. Well, I want to convert. No, you can't do this. And if I said, I forgot to tell you, I want to be gay, they say, oh, wait a minute, why didn't you tell me? So what we're doing is, also see, David, these people, and I see them a lot here. I don't know how your neck of the woods is, but oh my God, in New York, especially the Upper West Side, these typical, Chablis liberal types, the prototypical types, they sit back and they say, well, we're really into this stuff and we're open-minded. Oh, you want to wear a dress? That's great. As opposed to, sit down there, David. Let me talk to you. What exactly? No. There's this embracing because it's a sign. It's like, look at me. I've got my Pilates schedule. I've got my yoga mat in my bottled water and my smoothie and my Birkenstocks. And I am this. Oh, and by the way, did I tell you I have this transgender child, which makes us hip. And it's part and parcel of this, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. And there is a war on little boys being little boys and growing up into being men. John,
that's right. Paul, it is a globalist agenda. That's why you got people like Rex Tillerson. I mean, the two things about him was he was pushing this gender confusion agenda, which is, you know, coming from the UN and other groups. And he was pushing all this climate alarmism and stuff, even though he was with the oil companies, because the oil companies want to be the De Beers of oil. You know, they want to control that stuff. So I look at this and it's like, you know, we're talking about the Paris Climate Agreement. Even the environmentalists who believe in man-made global warming say that's not solving any problems. What it is doing is just shifting the economic chips around from one nation to the other. That's what Rex Tillerson was about. That's what he was doing at the Boy Scouts. That's why he was in the State Department. $600,000 to preach about toxic masculinity to Kenyan kids. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. We're going to get him to put on his legal analyst hat now and take a look at this target-rich environment that has popped up in the last couple of days. We got people talking about whether or not Trump can be subpoenaed. Rosenstein said you can't indict him. Can Rosenstein himself be impeached? We've got the Giuliani statements yesterday about, okay, yeah, we paid Cohen $130,000 for that NDA from Stormy Daniels. Is that campaign finance? Is it a retainer? A lot of legal issues. Real quickly, however, before we go to Lionel, I just want to tell you about some of the sales that we got at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine for a very short time, still at 25% off. We have Super Male Vitality for 50% off, plus some combo packs with Super Male Vitality where you get it and the Real Red Pill or Alpha Power together for 50% off. And we have the InfoWars Live Select Storable Food. 3 months supply, and you get a free gravity feed, large water filter, the Alexa Pure Pro for free. That's about a $200 value right there. And finally, we have DNA Force Plus at 50% off. And as we were talking about that, the bottom of the hour, talking about the telomeres. And what was that word that you gave us? Because you would know that. You're a logo datalist. What was that word for the accumulation of the end of the DNA strand?
An aglet. That's a little piece of plastic that is at the end of the shoelace to allow you.
Oh, that's the shoelace. Okay, well, we're talking about the telomere that's at the end of your shoelace DNA. You don't want to lose that, because if you do, that has drastic consequences. So so it's the aglet versus the telomere. No, seriously, DNA Force Plus helps to protect that telomere. If that comes off, just like if the aglet falls off your shoelace, the shoelace comes unraveled, and if the telomere comes off, that's when your DNA comes unraveled. So protect your DNA health, and it is a big savings at 50% off. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That supports this program, keeps us independent and free. All right, Lionel, I'm going to turn you loose as a legal analyst. Jump into this wherever you want.
First, Rudy Giuliani, whom I respect so much, he saved New York City, and we need him back as mayor. I don't think had reviewed the script when he was on with Sean Hannity, who said, yeah, Trump knew all about that. What? Oh, yeah, Trump said, I had no idea about this payment. I don't know what you're talking about. If anybody pays Stormy Daniels, don't look at me. News to me. I'm busy. And Rudy said, oh, no, he knew it. You know, it's a, we do it for clients all the time. Yeah, normally lawyers will get a home equity loan to do that. So that might be that, if anything, shows you a little bit about the strategy and the disconnect. The question that I have is, what will it take for this president, Mr. You're Fired, to walk in and say, all right, Sessions, you're gone. You're worthless to me. You haven't, I don't even know what you've done. I don't know what you have done. You recuse yourself. You knew you were going to do this. You know, David, it would have been not out of the question for Sessions to say, Mr. President, let me give you an idea of what I'm going to do so you don't waste your time. Rudy should have been AG. Rosenstein, impeach. No, fire. Just fire. Yeah. I don't think these are constitutional, but I could be wrong. But what's interesting?
Well, they have to do that because Sessions won't do his job. I mean, he's too worried about how he's going to kick joints out of people's hands, right, across the country.
And I'm told, David, you know, you don't understand. That's the 4D chess. That's a genius of Trump. Trump's doing this on purpose. He's a genius. I'm thinking, hey, I don't know if he's a genius. No, he's doing it on purpose because he said, yes, I'll talk with him. No, I won't talk with him. It's like a foreign policy. I hate Kim Jong-un. He's Rocket Man. I love him. So I don't know. But here's the thing.
And that presents a big problem for him if he goes in and gets questioned by Mueller, because he has been on record on both sides of a lot of different issues as he talks about things, right?
Let me just say this unequivocally. If he appears in any form informally, under oath, before a grand jury, even having coffee in the coffee shop with the DOJ, he should be removed from office via the 25th Amendment because he's lost his mind. There is no way, none. And then he's going to say, Mr. President, you said the Fifth Amendment was, I'm not taking the Fifth Amendment, I'm just not talking to him. Well, okay, if they subpoena you, then he will do it. There is no way he can get around this. Now, they're saying, but they told
he,
you...
Does, if they subpoena him, he has to testify or answer the questions, in your opinion?
They're going to do a motion. They will do a motion to quash the subpoena. They will claim some kind of Article II problem. Maybe they will also invoke, thanks to Bill Clinton, Clinton against Jones, which he brought up. Because remember, when Bill Clinton was sued by Paula Jones, the smartest right. thing for him to have done would have been not even to answer it. Default on it. Say, you know what? I don't have time for this. His friends would pay her, and then he would never had to testify. No depositions, no precedent. But now we have Clinton against Jones at Supreme Court, where yes, you can be you can be subpoenaed. But what he needs to do also is he needs to explain to the American public that he has said some things in the past. For example, the Fifth Amendment belongs to gangsters or to mobsters or whatever it is, and that it's only used by the guilty. The Fifth Amendment is as good as the Second Amendment, is as good as the First Amendment. It was designed not for guilty people to hide, because it was never the intention of us to basically testify against ourselves. It was designed to make the prosecutor do his job. Now, David, listen carefully to this, you and everybody listening. If, for example, he decides to show up, and he speaks, and he, honest to God, says the truth, but somebody else contradicts him, they could charge him with perjury based upon what somebody else said. Yeah.
It's also the fact that if you say something, no matter how small the detail is, and of course I got Martha Stewart this way, you lied to an FBI agent, or not even to the FBI, it's like any federal agent like that, but they can lie to you all the time. I mean, something wrong with that system there.
It's 18 U.S.C. 1001. In fact, they can lie to you, and that's par for the course. That's good policing. But what's also important to understand in this whole thing is that the worst thing to do is they'll bring Trump in and say, yeah, we just want you to talk. The question, David, what are you thinking? What were you thinking? What am I thinking? What is this, the thought police? You're asking me, what am I thinking? What kind of question is, what am I thinking? But more importantly, if they said, Mr. Trump, have a seat. Let him start talking. He's verbose.
Yeah.
He's elliptical, and I'm being kind. He says stuff that you say, what are you talking about?
Well, look at the meetings that he had with Republicans and Democrats, where he's talking about immigration or where he's talking about gun control or whatever. I mean, he's on both sides of it. Like you're talking about, he's elliptical. He's coming around all these different things. If he does that in a deposition like that, he's done.
You know, David, normally, let me just remind people that the idea of target prosecution is so unconstitutional in theory and in practice.
Yeah.
If I, for example, had the goods on you, if I'm the U.S. attorney, and I say to you, I got David Knight. You want him to come in? I don't need him. I don't want to even complicate it. No. We don't need you. I'll hear you at trial. We don't need anything from you. Believe me, we've got something, because somebody came to us first with a crime, and there was a suggestion that you, David Knight, were involved in it, and I pursued it, and the grand jury said, yep, there's something there, as opposed to find something on David Knight. Or when one particular level of investigation bottoms out or peters out or goes the wrong way, we don't say, hang on now, there's got to be something else. It doesn't work like that. It's like when remember when they used to do exploratory surgery? They would say, we opened them up. Well, what if the doctor said, damn, no cancer, let's go someplace else. How are his kidneys doing? Let's replace. It doesn't work that way. You don't keep doing something to justify this. So,
well, the special prosecutor did work that way. That's why they got rid of the special prosecutor law in 1999, and yet they call him a special counsel. I mean, it's still the same thing. It's just a different name, and they don't have any rules or process or endpoint or oversight for any of this.
BSA, Boy Scouts, Special Prosecutor, let's call the whole thing off. Let me just say this. As long, God bless Sean Hannity and Fox News and all this, and Judge Napolitano and Rudy Giuliani, if I hear one more person say, and Hillary Clinton is a criminal, look, either you indict her or shut up. Because
that's
this
right.
is great TV, but this isn't doing anything. We're not going to prosecute somebody. I know this is great for your ratings and your revenue, but this is not my idea of justice.
That's the other big problem with all of this, is the fact that Sessions won't do anything about that. I mean, that is the insanity of all this. We just had, and we only got about a minute here, but the DACA lawsuit that was filed, the lead attorney here, the attorney general here in Texas, The presumption of this, regardless of what you think about the policy itself, the idea that the previous Department of Homeland Security could write a memo, or you want to call it an executive order or whatever, but now this current Department of Homeland Security can't say, we're going to enforce the law now, and this current president can't say that. How are we even arguing this before the courts?
The more confounding the question is one that makes the most sense. Now, all I'm saying is simply this. There are people right now who are floundering. Every single day you hear about some poor guy let out of jail, 30 years, 40 years, the wrong guy, DNA, usually black or poor or Latino, whatever. And we say, oh, well, whatever it was. Hillary Clinton has basically committed so many crimes because the Clinton Foundation, remember, makes the Gambino crime family look like the Junior League. Now, I don't know what she has to do. She's thumbing her nose on everybody. She keeps going on these speaking tours. And now she's, what, a capitalist? She's saying, go ahead. Remember that the old days? Knock it off.
That's right. We got to keep her around. I mean, she's just the gift that just keeps on giving. All right, you can follow Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, @LionelMedia. Thanks for joining us. That's our broadcast for today. I'm David Knight.